This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
The curse of the Brown Street dorms.
And it's a World Series matchup for the ages, but does anybody in Cleveland care?
It's the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
And as always, we're here in the beautiful studios at the Halley Building, downtown Cleveland, Ohio, for the Emerging Broadcast Scene. The Emerging Podcast Scene. Anthony Lima. Kenneth. Carmen. We've got Big Country. We've got no topics from Mitch Spinell.
They're coming.
Are they coming?
I imagine he will run those down post haste. Anyway, it was an interesting discussion today, Kenny, on whether athletes, in particular NFL athletes, are human beings. Where do you think we came out on that?
I think they are. You just choose to believe what you like. If you have a player that you like a little more than others, you choose to like him. But I don't think that all players are created equal. As far as fans are concerned, there are players that just because you play for the Browns, they're not going to think that you are.
Can't touch it.
Well, I'm sorry.
Just you use your hands. That's a problem. Ken uses his hands.
He's a handsy guy.
Just because you play for the Browns doesn't mean that you're above criticism, even personally, it seems.
I wonder if it's going to be a while before we rid ourselves of this story. I kind of feel like this one's going to come back up. Not necessarily every day.
Well, you don't have a chance to make it right now.
Well, that's true. Imagine if Deshaun Watson made a miraculous recovery in a week and was the starting quarterback this week, and let's say he did a week's worth of great PR for once, Deshaun Watson, and went on the microphone and said, "Cleveland, we got off on the wrong foot. I think we got off on the wrong foot. I've been battling a lot of things internally with me and my network of people, my family. We've gone back to the drawing board. I've worked with a sports psychologist. I also want to apologize to whatever." Let's say he really aired it all out there. How would the fans react when he comes out there on the football field?
He's just got to play well.
He'd get booed again.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he?
Yeah. That's the way it goes.
So
it goes.
I just wonder if when we have conversations going forward, because we have a split in this city, there's no doubt, about how we on Sports Talk Radio, how people on Twitter talk about athletes. I think oftentimes, not to get too heavy here, but I think people would be lying if they didn't admit that there's a racial component to a lot of the conversations we have about athletes in this town. I think we have a segment of our listeners that think one way about sports. I think we have another segment of our listeners that think another way about sports.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's really cool about our radio show is we do get to hear from everybody. We do. And we provide programming on our station that I think runs the full gamut. When we are doing local shows, people call in from all walks of life, different economic backgrounds, different demographics.
Yeah.
We even get a few women that call us from time to time, believe it or not.
Whoa.
I mean, this show champions women. I've been on record as saying that. I believe in women, and I believe in the right of women to talk sports on our radio show. A lot of other places won't do that.
Oh.
They just flat out won't do it. But what I'm getting at is I do think with Deshaun, there's always been a racial component, too. And I think this is going to be brought up. Like, people are going to, even though I know you're going to say, Tim Couch, they booed Tim Couch. They did. It was also a long time ago. And I think a lot of people think differently about sports than they did, you know,
well,
what was that, 25 years ago.
When they bring up Tim Couch, because I saw there were two different people on hold today that just didn't get in that had Tim Couch on the thing. And they go, this was not as bad as it was when Tim Couch went down and they booed Tim Couch. Are they saying, like, the players need to get over it because it could have been way worse? Because there are people on this roster that weren't even alive when that happened.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. These players don't even know who Tim Couch is or don't even know about that happened.
Somebody sent me an email that it happened in 1974 with a player.
Oh.
They got hurt and people started cheering.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was a big one.
Someone sent me an email.
And guys, this would have happened in Philly. This one thing that is annoying me with the way it's being talked about. And I don't think, by the way, I don't think Cleveland, I thought they'd get more vitriol, the fans. I don't think they have. There were some pockets, certainly. It's the internet. You're going to have 100 opinions on the color of the sky. There were some people right away that were like, you guys treated a player like that. But you had more people defending Cleveland than anything. I mean, we played, or maybe we didn't play it, but me and you heard the Danny Parkins clip. Everyone's like, all right, it wasn't the whole stadium.
It wasn't.
And Deshaun Watson is going to be fine. It's not a good look, but still, nothing involved with Deshaun Watson has been a good look from day one, and the fans have had to put up with this.
That's the other thing. This is not like he was really good for 2 years, and this year just hasn't worked. This is year three of it's not worked, right? Even though we spent the summer talking about the second half of the Ravens game last year, that was a half of football. And it doesn't disclude? That's not the right word. But he got booed in home games last year, too.
Yes.
And it
we
was,
brought it up, and people said, no, we didn't. We're like, we were there.
Performance on the field
that
against
was weird
the Titans.
That was weird when people said they didn't
beat the Titans pretty handily, and he got booed in the first half because the first half was not good.
Yeah.
We had that terrible throwback pass to Elijah Moore where he's freaking out and just trying
then
to get
rid
of it.
Then he took that shot and it woke him up. I thought his career was over when he took that shot. But he's had like 15 hits in his Browns career that I'm like, that's it for Deshaun. And then it happens to be a non-contact
thing. Considering he's played 19 games, 15 hits is a ton of...
I know. And that, you know, that just also speaks to... We can be honest about Deshaun. He just never got back to where he was 4 years ago, knowing where people are in a football field. Like, we always talk about processing. We also, it's something you can't coach. It's just your inherent know-how of where everybody is at all times. Patrick Mahomes is like the all-time best I think I've ever seen at that, and Tom Brady's right there too. Like, just here's the pocket. Here's where a guy's blitzing from. All right, I'm going to spin out of this. Here's where the next wave is. Oh, I know where he is. I'm going to pump fake him and be over here. Deshaun kind of lost that ability, almost where he was spinning into the biggest hit you've ever seen.
If he wasn't fully guaranteed, do you think it would change? Like, he still got 230 on the contract.
Yeah.
But it was only 200 guaranteed, which is still a huge sum. Do you think people's reaction to him would be different?
No.
This is not... You can't look at the off. You have to strike the off-field stuff from the record in this situation.
Then I do. There would still be some people cheering because that's sports fans. But no, it wouldn't be like this.
All right,
it wouldn't be like this.
The word guarantee changes
it.
Yeah,
it just if he just would have played like normal Deshaun Watson, maybe a little bit of rust in the Houston game when he first came back. But then after that, it's like, oh, yeah, that's why you got Deshaun Watson. You know, the story is totally different. And I don't even know if that makes us look any better, because then it's like, oh, you only care if he's good at football. You don't care about the stuff that happened off the field.
Good. I don't think anybody looks like a white knight in any of this.
No.
But I think people are looking for explanations for behavior or lack thereof. And so I think any explanation, it's not going to be a rightful explanation where, okay, everything's all settled and the dust is all gone. There will be tentacles of this, and this will be brought up again later on, because I don't know what to do with them long term.
All right. I have a question for you guys.
All right.
We are not happy the way the ALDS ended.
No.
And I use the term abruptly today on the radio.
ALCS.
ALCS. This,
I love the way
the ALDS is amazing. Did. That was an abrupt ending in game five. That was amazing. It's the Dodgers and the Yankees. Of all the teams you could put together, these are the teams where you would know the most players if you're just a casual fan in Cleveland, Ohio. You know the Yankees now because you just watched them over the course of five games. And the Dodgers, my God. I mean, they have the most recognizable, if it's not Aaron Judge, the most recognizable guy in the sport, and probably one of the most in the all world. Of, yes,
yeah.
in all the world. They have Mookie Betts, right? They would have Clayton Kershaw. He's injured. Whatever. Is that not enough to get you excited about the World Series? Or are we past that point where the World Series doesn't matter the matchups? It doesn't matter who the cities are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It doesn't matter who the superstars are, because this one has them. Can't blame MLB for not marketing those guys. Aaron Judge is marketed. Okay, Soto is marketed. Stanton is marketed. And obviously, what's his name? I can't remember his name on the
Dodgers. Austin Wells.
Is marketed. So we can't blame MLB for any, if there's a ratings dip this year, which there shouldn't be. It should get enormous ratings for them. So I don't sense that you guys care at all. And I know you guys cared about this stuff when you were younger. Why is it? I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, do you care about this? Are you going to be watching the World Series? I'll be checking in.
Mine's a cheat because it's carried on Fox. I got to work on Friday night.
Yeah,
so I will watch. I just mean in part general, of game one.
In general, the series. Like, I could tell you how I will watch this is depending on the Cavs situation. Obviously, Cavs will be at the forefront for me. But I will check in when top of the orders, both teams. I don't need to be dialed in. It doesn't need to be on 24/7. But I am going to pay attention to it. I am kind of weirdly excited about it because the Yankees series gave me a care about whether the Yankees win.
Yeah.
I do not want them to win. I do not want them to win at all.
I would love
to see them get swept.
Guys, I want them to win.
Who?
The Yankees.
Why?
Because I want to feel like what we did in that series, it wouldn't have mattered.
No. Yep.
It wouldn't have mattered. They were the juggernaut.
Boy, that's the age-old question.
Because I'm so pissed because they had those games in hand and we didn't pitch it correctly. And you let guys who you knew could beat you, you let them beat you instead of trying to make the guys that we were unsure if they could beat us, beat us.
If the Dodgers win, though, like say they sweep the Yankees or win in five, there's nothing you could have done. Like you could have beat the Yankees, but you still would have got them.
Now we feel like same old Guardians.
Yeah, but it's
if the Yankees win, I feel like, okay, we're right there. We just got to figure out how to beat that team.
Maybe, but I mean, back in the old days when the Browns would lose to the Broncos in the AFC Championship game, then the Broncos would go out and get smoked.
To get their ass
and
kicked.
People are like, well, you know, I'd rather just lose in the AFC Championship game the way we did than go out and get embarrassed. Like, that's the way some people talked.
They
might not do it now, but I know for a fact that's how my friend's
Yankees
parents talk.
If the Yankees beat the Dodgers, I can walk around with my head high, go, my team is either the second or third best team in baseball.
Mm.
The Guardians are the second or third best team in baseball. If the Dodgers go out and boat race the Yankees, now I have to go, how many teams in the NL are so much better?
So,
and especially now that they've never been more blended of American League, National League. You play everybody now. This was the first year of that. So your division games matter less. So when you say they got to beat up on the White Sox, it doesn't matter if we didn't do good against them anyway. We still don't get to play them as much as we did because now you're playing teams like the Padres every year that you might only play once every 8 years or whatever they were playing them before. I need the Yankees to win just for me.
Wow. We got to do this on the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is one of the age-old things.
I'll probably change my opinion by then.
Every year in the NCAA tournament, when I really used to care about the NCAA tournament, when you got bounced, inevitably, no matter what round it is, it's like, are you rooting for the team that bounced you? Because you want to feel like you were closer to the championship. And it came up every year, and it split fan bases. Like, whether that was the Syracuse, Ohio State, whatever, it would always split fan bases. I know Kentucky fans would go over this every year. And it would depend on if it was a rival that beat them, a team that or another blue blood. They never wanted other blue bloods to win. So that all depended on that, too.
But just think about, like, the Cavs last year. They won their first round matchup, and they were supposed to win that. It was the upstart Magic versus a year seasoned Cavs team, right? And but you never went like, oh, Cavs are a move away, right? And then they didn't make any moves, so it didn't matter. But you never thought, hey, Cavs are one move away from this, man. If the Guardians went out and got just one more bat in the lineup, or a surefire starter, that is,
they got Ylane Thomas.
Well, and from September on, Lane Thomas was great. He really was. I mean, go look at his numbers.
Yeah, it was terrible first.
Yeah.
But. Yeah.
Man, it took a month to figure out, you know, the new surroundings and all that. That's fine. But right now, man, I feel like if they had that guy, if they had Randy Johnson in his prime right now, added him to the rotation, I'd go, oh, we got it. It's us right now. I still feel like the way baseball is right now, if the Cards fall right next year, they still have a chance to win the World Series next year. And who knows? They might come out and disappoint me. They've done it before. They did it last year. I was disappointed. I'm going to be disappointed anytime they don't make the playoffs because they've been such a good organization for
six of the last 9 years. They've made the postseason.
For three decades, though, they have been a good organization.
When they tied up the series, or excuse me, when they cut it to 2-1 against the Yankees, I'll admit, I felt a little trepidation. When they were in 2016, I did not want to play the Cubs because I knew if we beat the Cubs, it would always be different. But especially if we lost to the Cubs, I would hate the
Cubs. There was only one story in baseball that was better than the Indians winning it, and it was the Cubs.
Yeah. And then I remember before that, I told you, like, the Braves in 95, my dad kind of, he's an Indians fan, Guardians fan. But like the Marlins, my dad's always been a Dolphins fan. So it's like, oh, you know, Marlins, whatever.
Right.
Then the Marlins won. And I'm like, man, I kind of always kind of like the Dodgers. And I know Fernando Valenzuela just passed, so this is topical, but it's like kind of like the whole Fernando Valenzuela story and the whole thing and Raul Mondesi. And all, like, I always kind of dug the Dodgers. And I'm like, I don't want to play the Dodgers because if we lose to the Dodgers, then I'm going to hate the Dodgers. Like, I'm running out of teams that I either kind of dig or don't care about. I'm like, why can't we just play the Rockies? Like, I don't care about the Rockies.
It sucked. It's unbelievable that in the World Series, we go up against the Braves, the one team everybody knew with all the starting pitchers, right? And the Braves' only victory was over you.
Yeah, over us.
They were supposed to win every year. They only got one. It was against you. Then the Marlins, right? The Marlins.
That was the worst.
And not
that
the was the worst. Not the cheap Marlins. They got the super team.
And they were
Marlins.
Still only they were not 5 years good. Old.
And then they got rid of them all.
And they weren't that good that year. Just like we weren't that good that year. Yeah. And it was like, you know what? This is to make up for 95. We'll definitely win in 97 because it's never supposed to be the team that's supposed to win. Instead, we lost that one. Yes. And you're wondering if you're ever going to get back.
And so there are teams that I want to avoid. Like, I would like to play the Diamondbacks. I'd like to play and beat anybody in the World Series. But I'd like to avoid the I'd like to play the Diamondbacks. I'd like to avoid the Padres. I'd like to play the Reds. Don't care about the Reds. I'd like to avoid the Dodgers. The Mets. I don't want to hate the Mets. Kind of like the Mets. Kind of like Mets fans.
That would have been, for me, the Mets Guardians would have been the dream World Series for me.
What, because of Lindor?
Yes.
No.
I would have loved to have said.
But what a risk. A risk. First of all, it's an all-time payoff, man, if you win.
Oh, yeah.
It is the all-time because you're going to have to look at Francisco Lindor, and if he's crying in the dugout and you win the World Series over them and we get over the hump, first time since 48, we beat that payroll. It's New York.
That was Dan Gilbert's letter come to life just in baseball.
Yes. You beat both New York teams? Yes. Are you kidding me? Yep. If you would have pulled that off, that's magical. But the risk is, what if you lose to that dude? And what if he's getting interviewed and they're like, is this the best thing that ever happened to you? Yes, leaving Cleveland to come to New York. God. He wouldn't do that, but I'm just trying to think of the worst case scenario in my head.
Too much pressure.
He wouldn't do it on a TV camera, but you might get an Instagram post about it or something.
Oh, God.
You would. You would. Are you going? You have Eastern Michigan this week?
Eastern Michigan.
Who do they play?
They will not be in the factory for this one. They're going to be at Akron at InfoCision Stadium.
Oh.
Joe Moorhead has had 2 weeks to get over the 9-hour defeat that was hail delayed up in Western Michigan.
You know what they say about a Joe Moorhead team coming off a bye, right?
What is it?
Please. You know how many gadgets? How much chicanery?
And gizmos. He brings them both.
Are we gonna get this thing turned around?
He cannot believe that they are not winning games. He was the last time I had a chance to talk to him was about 4 weeks ago.
Anthony.
He was shaking his head going, I've won everywhere I've ever been. Everywhere we've always won. This is the only time we haven't won. Like, he cannot fathom.
That's why I'm shocked. And I'm like, I can't believe we're not winning games now. Why are we not winning?
Kenny, his staff is good. He's got a quarterback that can play, like that can be, that has had Power 5 experience.
We have one more win than Kenny Burns. Well,
he's got a sensational. I mean, he's got players.
You know why they're losing, right?
Why?
Because that area where that football field was built is cursed, and you know why it's cursed.
Why is
right?
it cursed?
Who used to live there?
Me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.